Jason, thanks many for joining me. Firstly, coming up to the final, mentally speaking, how are you feeling coming up to it? Because when you joined early 2025, was this where you imagined you'd be come this year?
That's where you hope to be. You know, that's the aspirations of the group, that you never want to get ahead of yourselves, that, you know, it's win the, do as well as you can in the club league competition, and then do as well as you can in the Waterford Championship. So you can't get carried away, but I suppose the hope or the dream is that you'll be still involved in the All-Ireland semi-finals, or, you know, to get an All-Ireland final. So in one way, it's a case of, you know, pinching yourself to think, oh, are we really here? But mm-hmm. the other side of it, absolutely, you're building towards that. And if everything went according to plan, and if this happened and that happened in the right way, you know, because we know the talent is there. There's like some exceptional players there, and they're an exceptional group. So we're delighted to be there. And I suppose it's one of those that it's not like a league. You know, you have so many sports that, like in the Premier League and whatnot, that it's over the course of a whole season. But for what maybe gives it a little bit of sparkle to a lot of these different GAA competitions is the fact that you lose, you're gone. Mm. You know, it's all over. So it adds that extra little bit, with only two teams left in it now. But yeah, we're all really looking forward to it now.
You talk about the talent in the squad, but one thing I suppose that strikes me from this year and in previous years at Ballygunner as well is that the system almost negates if you didn't have talent, the system would carry the team regardless. The way in which you play almost feels robotic, like teams know what you're going to do, but they somehow can't seem to stop it, like, because it's done with such precision. That must be something that you're extremely proud about, even on top of having so many talented players.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the way we look at it is that there's, you know, we've different ways that we want to play depending on what the opposition do, depending on what the weather is like. And it's the players on the field that are making those decisions. Like, as players make the decisions, they lift their head, assess what's on or what's not on. They communicate with each other, and they change things during games. So you know, coaches and managers, they work with the players to put together structures or systems. And in Ballygunner, Darragh O'Sullivan and David Franks, over the last number of years as a management team, they got the guys to play a certain way, and now the players are very comfortable with that. They've grown, you know, assured in what's expected of them in different positions, but they are adapting and they are changing depending on how teams set up. Because some teams, you know, we played against Napiercig and they played a certain way, and then we played Sarsfields and they played slightly a lot different than Napiercig. And then in the Munster final, Erog had a slightly different structure in how they played. And again, St. Martin's played a slightly different structure again. So, you know, there's no one fits all here. You need to be able to tweak and adapt things during the course of a game.
I suppose one thing on top of that, though, that sticks out is always the fitness of the players seems to outlast any team you come up against. I mean, you look at that Martin semi-final where you're going in a half-time, it's looking kind of a bit shaky, like it's very much 50-50 at that stage, and then you go out in the second half and you pull away and end up winning 19 points to 10. Like, but that's purely down to fitness really, isn't it? And just continually pushing on.
I suppose there's other factors as well. You know, we had an extra week's break. It was their first time ever winning the Leinster title. There's so many factors that you could say, well, there's a percent there and there's 2 or 3% there. But I suppose your original question regarding our fitness, yeah, Darren McCahy is our strength and conditioning coach, and he's ably assisted by Harley Barnes, that, you know, was a soldier for so many years with Ballygunner. And then in previous years, Shea Fitzpatrick had been the S&C coach for years. So I suppose the work that's been done by Shea, and then the work then that's been topped up this year by Darren and Harley is tremendous. That you don't get fit in 1 year, you don't become a really effective senior hurler in 1 year. It's something that takes you know, a long period of time to get to. It's a journey, and a lot of the guys have so much mileage on their clock, and some of that development physically is through what they've done in their schools, and some of it is what they've done in the various Waterford County squads that they've been in. Because for big chunks of the year, there's a lot of these guys, they're not with us, you know, they're not with Ballygunner. They're with the Waterford 20s or they're with the Waterford senior panel. So, you know, when we get them back, you know, certainly when we get them back initially, it's getting ready straight away for the club championship. So you don't really, the way it has worked this year, we didn't really get a block of work into the overall group until we won the Waterford championship. And there was such a big break between the Waterford County final and the Munster club game that we were able to get a nice bit of work into them.
As you look now onto the possibility of winning the club's second All-Ireland title, you know, you look back at the last number of years since 2017, Ballygunner have been in the Munster final at one point or another, and they've won five of those. Is it maybe, what do you think is the reason behind that maybe more All-Ireland success hasn't been achieved since then?
Not too sure. Haven't really looked into it too much. You know, I was at a number of those games. Sometimes it was just a little bit of luck didn't go quite go their way, and other times the team they played against just maximised what they had on the day and were that little bit better and missed opportunities. So it's as a group, we've not spent a great deal of time looking at what has happened, and we do an awful lot of looking at what are we doing right here, right now, and how can we impact things over the next few days or the next few weeks. You know, that's what we can control. You know, we would have for sure looked at, you know, last season and the Sarris game and the whys and the hows, but in years before that, we haven't really spent too much time looking at it, and we just need to be the best that we can be now and performing really here and now.
What do you think is the biggest thing that's changed since the Sarsfield game?
In that game, I suppose the guys had played Sarsfields in the previous year, and it was a dominant performance. When you have maybe gone out into a game and you've been dominant and won by quite a bit, it can be quite challenging then when you're going to play them again. Like, what exactly is your mindset going to be like, and where are you going to be at? And I would believe that we learned an awful lot from the game in how Sarsfield set up and what their tactics were, and they repeated an awful lot of those again this year. So I suppose we were ready for it. I suppose that's the easiest way of putting it, for that we were more ready for what their game plan was and how they were going to try to implement that game plan this year. We were able to have a good look at them in the Cork County final, and they, you know, in the Cork semi final, and so on and so on. So like, nowadays there's so much footage available on so many different platforms that you can look back on so many games. So we had our homework really well prepared now. Now, that's not to say that the homework wasn't done last year, but it was just a case that they were maybe going into that game a little bit colder and not necessarily knowing exactly what to expect, because they did come with a really good game plan in 2024.
Speaking of looking back over different games, Loughrea now in the final, how have you been studying up on them? Because they've had a really good season so far.
They have. They're tremendous in Galway. The Galway Club Championship is really dog eat dog. Like, it's very, very competitive. A really top quality hurling, played at really high tempo. They had an excellent win against Turlochmore in the semi-final, and a really good Turlochmore side. Like, they have some really talented players, really, really strong team. And then against Thomas's in the final, another really massive performance, and then against Shocknield. Shocknield have been in the last 5-6 All-Ireland semi-finals. They're very seasoned group, so much experience both in hurling, and then they've exceptional footballers there, so their level of fitness is very, very high. And yet Loughrea made them at times look like they were fitter than Shocknield. They were more aggressive than Shocknield. Their skill set was higher level than them, so they were really, really good. And in fairness, in the Turlochmore game and in the Thomas's game, they had little setbacks at different stages and they bounce back from it. So like, they're very, very resilient, very determined. And for a team to win two Galway championships in a row, like, it's like, they're a group that have an awful lot of belief. So it's not one of these games, if you're lucky enough to be 2 or 3 points ahead, that means nothing to these guys. They'll bounce back from that. So, you know, we're going to be at the pin of our collar in this game, and we're going to have to be, you know, performing really well to be competitive in it.
I suppose finally I want to ask, community-wise, what's the atmosphere like around this final? I mean, there's always buzz around any Ballygunner final in the community, but specifically an All-Ireland final, you know, is there an added pressure to that from the community, or are they all behind you?
It's, sure, look, it's fantastic that we're talking about hurling at this stage in the year. You know, we're getting ready for the National League. It's only around the corner, so you have the Munster pre-season competitions going on, and the Walsh Cup and whatnot going on. So there's a certain level of conversation now taking place with those, and Fitzgibbon and Sigerson will be starting soon, so there'll be more conversation about them. But it's great now to be talking at this stage in the year about hurling matches. But to have a Waterford team, like, I suppose you have the community here in the Ballygunner area, and it's terrific for them and for the community. They're also proud of the group and proud of the club. But for Waterford City and for Waterford as a county, it's great for us to have a team in an All-Ireland final. It doesn't happen as often as we'd like, you know. So the Miners getting to an All-Ireland final and winning last year is fantastic. But, you know, we want Waterford teams to be, you know, more competitive and in more of these high-profile games. And the more that happens, the higher the standards are around the county, the greater chance that we have of having more success going forward as well. There's so much work being done in schools, so much work being done in the clubs and with different Waterford squads. But a lot of time the measure of how effective or successful that is how are you getting on in national competitions. So, yeah, we're very, very proud to be representing Waterford in an All-Ireland final.
Absolutely. Jason Ryan, thank you so much and best of luck in the final.
Thanks. Thank you very much.